ever watch. Carl has a song.
Oh, good.
Well,
let's have it. One. Let's have it.
You.
Well, I have one I would kind of like to do, but it's kind of long.
We don't hear it.
It's okay. That's all right.
You can do that.
It's a story, guys.
He has a goodie, oldie but goodie.
Yeah. I always hate going after German police. Yeah. It's my faith, I guess.
Everybody hates going after.
Somebody's got to do it.
Some of you may have heard this.
So, yeah, you may have heard this stuff on my website too, but. So, I have to do a little introduction here. About 6 years ago, I took our dog Ruby. Have you heard this? You probably heard it. Has everybody heard it? Forget it. I'll quit.
No.
Ruby who?
Okay, me and my son and Judy took our dog Ruby, who's scared of everything, out to go backpacking in the Pecos Mountains of New Mexico. And the song. Well, anyway, we lost her in the mountains, and for a long time. It wasn't good. Yeah, you know about this. And so while it was happening, I was writing what was happening as it happened. And so there's I wrote a long story about it. And then I also put together a scrapbook with pictures about it. And then later on I thought, well, you know what, I should write a song about it too. So I wrote a song about Ruby's trial, and the song is...
Did you find Ruby?
You'll find out. So the song is, it's not embellished at all. It's what happened, pretty much. And I condensed it to 7 minutes. Sorry.
But you said it was 10 minutes. It weren't 10 minutes.
Huh? Well,
Arlo did it longer, so it's okay.
All right. Like I said, it's kind of long. So it tells a story, and there's some kind of cryptic stuff in here, but Ruby's very dependent on Paula, so we always call Paula God, like she's Ruby's God. Everybody else is the saints, so.
Ruby, Ruby,
slippery, muddy trail. For 12 long miles they called her name, calling Ruby, Ruby, calling Ruby every turn. And the thunder dog roared and the sky turned black, and his eyes flashed bright with a terrible crack, and she knew that she must run to save her life. She must run to save her life. The wilderness called after one day's rest. They returned with no delay. The major saints trek to the mountaintop while the sun watched the camp by day. The thunder duck tried to strike them down, but they ran from the saddle to hide. Called for her with heavy hearts as they hiked down the mountainside, calling Ruby, Ruby, calling Ruby at every turn.
Halfway.
While Ruby was gone, the saints were tired and heartbroken. They knew Ruby was a city dog. She couldn't survive the wilderness, the freezing nights and the thunder dog. They called God with the awful news and headed back to Wisconsin. It was a long, sad drive without Ruby. They thought they'd never see her again. What they didn't count on was Ruby's bravery and resourcefulness. She didn't give up. The thunder dog chased her all the way over the mountain to the other side. She found enough food and water to keep going and a sheltered place to survive. She found a trail and followed a good Samaritan for 2 days, finally working up enough bravery to approach and let him get a leash on her. Took her all the way back to Taos, where Vialba, the Mexico Canine Rescue, gave her a safe place to stay. Cam called God and brightened her day, and God called the saints just as they got to Des Moines. Clouds gave way and the sun broke through, and the world was bright again. Get on the bus. How would she get home? Well, the oldest saint knew if he ever wanted to sleep in the house again, he'd have to go all the way back to New Mexico to get her. So he dropped off the two middle saints in Madison, and after a few days' rest, he and the youngest saint headed back to rescue Ruby. Picked up Ruby at the New Mexico Canine Rescue and camped their way back through the sand dunes and mountains of Colorado. Ruby stayed on a tight leash the whole time, one end tied to the oldest saint's wrist. They raced down out of the mountains, across the Great Plains, and sprinted across the endless cornfields toward God. By nightfall, Ruby was finally back home. Trials over, she was home at last, and God was there, and the major saints. She knew that she would, they would always keep her safe. And she knew that they would always keep her safe.
like 7 minutes.
How far did she travel over the mountain?
There's a map on the front.
Wow.
That is amazing.
We went up.
I do remember you going back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went up.
But it's not true that I wouldn't let him sleep in the bedding. He insisted on
it. It makes a good story.
I love the part with the calling. That you worked in the
We did call where we were falling by a minor third. Me and Judy were calling the whole time. The song's pretty true to what happened. Yeah. We were calling the whole time. We were going, Ruby, Ruby. You know?
The fact that you worked it into the song.
Never found it. But it's 12 miles to the top of the mountain. We went all the way up and back in one day trying to find her. Second day. We went from here to here up this valley, up the Middle Fork. And she went over the mountain, and somebody found her on No Fish Lake.
Were you north of
Taos? So it wasn't a lot of miles, but it was...
Up and over.
A lot of elevation.
I forget.
This rival's a cold as a wild.
Close.
Yeah.
It froze pretty hard at night. I thought she was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wow. That is
you know, it was days.
There
she was gone.
Up there.
The pictures of the wild cows. I didn't ever heard of wild cows before.
Yeah.
But there
yeah.
they are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now we're going to have to do a song of my dear
oh, that was great, girl.
Zuzi. When I was a kid, her story happened to our dachshund. I can't write songs, but you should still
write. You can just adopt Carl's song.
Well, there should be one.
Right
here.
This
right. was a really cool story, you know.
That is
wonderful.
It's
a
really
cool story.
You know, which is what was that?